season matchup at home in convincing fashion, and then won a thrilling overtime victory over the Cyclones in Harlan just a couple of weeks ago. After picking up a 47-40 win over Red Oak on Monday night this week in their first round matchup in the districts, Atlantic a little bit sluggish in that one. Coach Steve Blazek is hoping that they'll play a little bit better for tonight's contest.
We're going to have to be able to guard Harlan man-to-man. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if we can't do that, they're eventually going to move the ball enough. They're going to get a lot of attempts from three-point shots. And, you know, we're just going to have to play a whole lot smarter, and hopefully the ball goes in the basket a little bit better.
Well, Harlan was a little sluggish in the first half in their first-round matchup against Glenwood, trailing by three at the break, but they outscored the Rams 43-8 in the second half to take care of things Monday night. Again, game time 7 o'clock tonight from Council Bluffs. We're on the air at 6:45. You can catch the game here on the air at AM 1220 or FM 101.1, or, of course, on the web at KJAN.com as well. Also tonight in 3A District Finals, it'll be Carroll facing Bishop Heelan Catholic on the other side of that sub-state bracket. That game will be played in Mapleton tonight. Also tonight, Class 1A Boys District Finals on the slate. Tip-off at 7 o'clock for all of these games as well. At Clarinda tonight, it'll be Cam facing Exira EHK. For some reason, they have to go all the way south to play that game between two local rivals. Those two teams played each other twice during the regular Rolling Hills Conference season, with each team picking up a victory. Rubber game tonight will decide who gets to go to the sub-state round. Tip-off again at 7 o'clock tonight in Clarinda. Also tonight at Boone, Guthrie Center will be up against East Green. At Denison tonight, Boyer Valley will face West Monona. At Truro, it's Nottoway Valley facing Murray. And at Neola tonight, Trainer will battle St. Albert. All those games tip at 7. All those winners move into the sub-state. In men's college basketball action last night, Scott Christofferson and Melvin Edgem each scored 17 points as Iowa State pulled away for a 72-54 victory over Texas Tech, reaching 20 wins for the first time in 8 years. Royce White had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Cyclones, who also earned 10 wins in the Big 12 for the first time since 2001. Iowa State struggled at times against the Big 12's worst team, though. The Cyclones trailed by 4 at halftime. They let the Red Raiders shoot nearly 46% and didn't push their lead into double digits until just over 6 minutes were left. Iowa State improved to 20-8 overall. They're 10-5 in the conference. Anthony James scored 19 points as Northern Iowa beat Bradley 64-55 last night. Mark Sonnen had 13 points, Johnny Moran scored a dozen, and Seth Tuttle had 9 points and 11 rebounds for the Panthers, who avenged a 78-65 loss last month in Peoria. That was one of Bradley's two conference wins. Northern Iowa shot 33% in the first half, and they were down by 6 at the break, but they made 52% from the field after halftime to help pick up the win. Panthers improved to 18-12 overall. They are 8-9 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Well, Ben Simons returned from a 5-game absence to score 14 points, leading Drake to a 78-63 victory over Southern Illinois last night. The Bulldogs had lost 3 of their last 5 games without Simons, the team's leading scorer, who was sidelined with mononucleosis. Ravonte Rice led Drake with 19 points last night. Drake moved into a tie for 3rd in the MVC standings with Missouri State, which lost to Indiana State last night. However, the Bears hold the tiebreaker due to their season sweep of the Bulldogs. Southern Illinois, which is locked into the number 9 seed in next week's MVC tournament, set a school record for losses in a season, as they now have 21. The Bulldogs, though, are 16-13 overall. They're 9-8 in the Valley Conference standings. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Scoop Jardine scored 15 points to help second-ranked Syracuse overcome a 13-point first-half deficit and beat South Florida 56-48 as they improved to 28-1, 15-1 in the Big East, matching school records for most regular season and conference victories. Elijah Johnson scored 21 points, and Tyshawn Taylor made key plays down the stretch to help number 4 Kansas hold off Texas A&M 66-58. Keith Appling and Brandon Wood scored 13 points each to key number 6 Michigan State's 66-61 victory over Minnesota. That strengthens the Spartans' hold on first place in the Big Ten. Also number 10 Marquette, an 82-65 winner over Rutgers last night. 19th-rated Wichita State, 68-55 over Illinois State as the Shockers clinched the Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. Number 20 Notre Dame extended its win streak to 9 games with a 71-44 rout of West Virginia as the Irish improved to 20-8 overall, 12-3 in the Big East. Number 21 UNLV beat Boise State 75-58. Also number 22 Temple downing LaSalle 80-79 in overtime. That's the Owls' 11th straight win. Cody Zeller had 17 points and 7 rebounds, while Victor Oladipo scored 16 points to lead number 23 Indiana past North Carolina Central 75-56. Garrett Green off the bench scored 14 points, leading 25th-ranked San Diego State past Wyoming in overtime 67-58. The University of Connecticut says men's basketball coach Jim Calhoun will undergo surgery on Monday to address a condition affecting his lower back. UConn says Calhoun will miss the Huskies' next two games, and his coaching status will then be evaluated on a day-to-day basis. Calhoun began a medical leave of absence on February 3rd because of spinal stenosis. The Hall of Fame coach, who turned 70 in May, has been experiencing lower back pain since last summer. In the NBA last night, a pretty heavy slate of games. It was Oklahoma City beating Boston 119-104, Toronto downing Detroit 103-93, Indiana over Charlotte 102-88. New Orleans got by Cleveland 89-84, Sacramento outscored Washington 115-107, New York beat Atlanta 99-82, Orlando over New Jersey 108-91, Chicago spanked Milwaukee 110-91, Houston over Philadelphia 93-87, Minnesota topped Utah 100-98, Golden State edging Phoenix 106-104, it was the Lakers over Dallas 96-91, Clippers beat Denver 103-95. In the National Hockey League, Ottawa 5-2 over Washington, Boston downing St. Louis 4-2, Colorado a winner over Los Angeles by a 4-1 final. Temple and the Big East are talking about the Owls rejoining that conference as soon as next season. The Big East has a vacancy next season now that West Virginia is being allowed to leave immediately for the Big 12 conference. In another development, Boise State will remain in the Mountain West for the 2012-13 athletic seasons after considering an early move for its football program to the Big East. That school remains on track to join the Big East in football for the 2013 season. Well, Tiger Woods survived a scare at the Match Play Championship yesterday, beating Gonzalo Fernandez Castaño 1-up. Woods was trailing Fernandez Castaño until he drove the 15th green for a birdie to square the match and then took advantage of the Spaniard's struggles with the putter. It's the fourth time Woods was taken to the 18th hole in the opening round of this event. He next will play Nick Watney, who breezed past British Open champion Darren Clark 5-4. Also Wednesday at Dove Mountain, Japan's Ryu Ishikawa beat Northern Trust Open champ Bill Haas 1-up to advance to the second round. Rory McIlroy, Charles Schwartzel, Paul Laurie, Francesco Molinari, Steve Stricker, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, Keegan Bradley, and Mark Wilson are among the other winners on day one in Arizona. Dustin Johnson needed 20 holes to beat Jim Furyk. Luke Donald became just the third number one seed to lose in the opening round as he lost 5-4 to Ernie Els. In baseball news, Phillies slugger Ryan Howard took live batting practice for the first time since he tore his left Achilles tendon while making a final out of Philadelphia's season-ending 1-0 loss to St. Louis last postseason. The veteran first baseman says he's pleased with his recovery, but that he hasn't set a time limit on his return. Howard only started swinging a bat less than 2 weeks ago. Also in spring training news, the Yankees have reached a preliminary agreement with Eric Chavez on a contract for the coming season as he hit .263 with a couple of homers and 26 knocked in for New York as a backup infielder last year. The six-time Gold Glove winner broke a bone in his left foot on May 5th after just 17 games and didn't return until July 26th. The Yanks also have agreed with journeyman pitcher David Ardsma on a one-year deal with a club option for 2013. The 30-year-old right-hander underwent Tommy John surgery in July. Bobby Abreu says he wants to be an everyday player and thinks the LA Angels should trade him if he's going to spend most of his time on the bench this season. Veteran right-hander Jason Isringhausen has agreed to a minor league deal with the Los Angeles Angels. The 39-year-old Isringhausen went 3-3 with a 4.05 ERA in 53 games for the Mets last season. The Mets also say they have commitments for 7 of the 10 ownership shares of $20 million each that they're trying to sell to pay off debt and raise capital. The Mets owe $25 million to Major League Baseball, a loan whose repayment was extended from November until March, and $40 million to Bank of America. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.